Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang buwan matapos ang panayam kay Barisa Solano, kaugnay sa pangamba nito sa kanyang pamilya na naapektuhan ng 6.9 magnitude na lindol noong Oktubre, isa na namang sakuna ang nanalasa sa lalawigan ng Cebu. 46 na ang nasawi dulot ng bagyong Tino na bumayo ng malakas na ulan at pagbaha sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Pilipinas. Matinding hinagupit ang ilang bayan sa Cebu, hindi pa man nakakabangon ng tuluyan mula sa lindol. Kabilang dito ang kamag-anak ni Marisa, kung saan ibinahagi niya sa SBS Filipino ang mga naranasang takot.
I knew that the typhoon was coming during the weekend, actually since Friday, because the forecast was there and the map of Typhoon Tino was published on social media as well. So we kind of like, my friends and I, that it was the my high school classmate's son's wedding was actually at Lorne, Victoria. So we were congregated there and we were looking at the map. So we kind of knew that it will hit Cebu around Monday or Tuesday morning when it will hit Cebu. And we were kind of like bracing how bad would it get, because Typhoon Yolanda was 360 kilometers per hour and Typhoon Tino is over 100 kilometers per hour. I think that was the forecast. And we said, well, hopefully this is not going to be as bad as Yolanda, but still, it's a typhoon. You don't know how bad it can get. The wind factor, the chill factor, the rain, the saturation, you know, there are a lot of factors, you know. So we were really, really, you know, yung parang, there's no breathing space for the people. Kasi, although the earthquake happened on the 30th of September, it hasn't stopped. The aftershocks continued every day. And with an elapse of what? 1 to 5 minutes, there's another aftershock. And then it kind of like magnitude of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it scales up again and then drops again. So kind of like if you're thinking of an analog scale, parang 1, 2, 3, then spike and then drops and then spikes again. And walang pahinga yung mga tao from the lindol. And then here comes a typhoon. I mean, how bad can it get? I mean, it's so sad, to be honest. And yeah.
Kayo ay may kamag-anak din sa Cebu na iba't ibang areas. Pwede mo bang banggitin sa amin yung mga affected families that you have?
Yeah, I'm from Cebu, so my aunts and uncles, my extended family, my classmates, my friends, are all over Cebu City and the surrounds. Yeah, so for example, yesterday morning I have a chat group with my dad's family, and one of my aunts, my dad's cousin, Dr. Lipatan, Susan Lipatan, had to be evacuated with her husband and siblings, and because she had guests in the house, and so we were trying to find the nearest rescue operations to evacuate them. In fact, I actually reached out as well to my high school classmate who lives near them, because alam ko they have, and he's into construction. Baka meron siyang mas, you know, capable. He has the capacity kasi to evacuate people. So I reached out to Rex and see if he can help. But thankfully, the barangay rescue was able to reach them. Parang ang ano eh, a relay, kasi as soon as my auntie was rescued, her brother, Mark, was also able to then pick them up, I think, a few hours later. Kasi unpassable yung mga roads eh, because of the flooding. So he was able to pick them up and then move them to his house. And then there's my aunt's, my father's sibling who lives in Talisay, and they're closer to Mananga River. Now, Mananga River, if I may mention, is actually the site of a 1.9 billion, we're not talking million, 1.9 billion peso flood control project. I don't know what happened to that, but that's what I've read so far. 1.9 billion flood control project. And they're very close to Mananga River. And Mananga River actually sticks to my head because when I was first year at uni in college at UP Cebu, there was also a flooding back in 1983 that claimed so many lives. And one of them was my classmate. She was a BS mathematics girl, brilliant girl. Unfortunately, she lost her lives along with so many people. I cannot remember how many lives were lost during that time. So, you know, the lives that are lost during flooding and natural calamities is not new to us. Yeah. Talagang marami. How many lives did we lose when Typhoon Haiyan happened? Over 10,000 yata, you know, and some were not even recovered. So we don't really know the exact number. My classmate from high school, one of my best friends from high school, lives in Potkot, Liloan, which is kind of like going towards northern Cebu. I have no idea where she is right now, because Potkot Liloan is one of the badly devastated area where people were climbing up to their roofs waiting to be rescued. There were photos yesterday of families with infants waiting on the top of their roof and waiting to be rescued for over 10 hours. So our capacity to enact or enable rescue operations is not quite there yet. Yeah. So yung capacity building, malayo pa tayo dun eh. Malayo pa tayo dun.
Ngayon nagkakaroon po ng mga ito, lalo na sa inyo sa lugar sa Cebu na may mga kamag-anak kayo. Ano yung nararamdaman nyo lalo na nandito kayo sa Australia?
Anxiety. My anxiety level right now is very high. I will admit that my anxiety level right now is very, very high. But at the same time, I always try to stay hopeful, and I always try to stay, well, what can I do to help? Yeah, what can I do to help? There's the paradox of water. Yeah, the paradox of water. Water is a human right because it's needed for us to survive. But too much water can also kill. And we've seen it kill people. Yeah. So for me to be able to help mga kapwa ko Cebuano, my project is to try and supply health supply, I should say, safe drinking water, and that's through Disaster Aid Australia. I partnered with them, and I'm trying to raise funds to partner with them so they can continue supplying water filters to the calamity areas. So I've been in touch with them again yesterday. I said, "Have you seen the news?" Yeah, I'm anxious, but not helpless. I refuse to be helpless. I refuse to be defeated. I'm always hopeful. And as I said, private and public partnership is necessary to continue with capacity building. Yeah. Because if you leave it purely for government alone, you can't build a community with just government alone. Yeah. You just can't.
Parang last na lang sa iyo, Miss Marisa. Ito pong nababanggit ninyo na meron kayong mga ganitong initiative at projects para nga matulungan. Ano naman yung pwedeng gawin ng mga Filipinos in Australia? Lalo na yung kahit walang kamag-anak sa mga heirs sa salanta dahil may mga mahal tayo sa buhay at maaaring mangyari yun sa kahit saang parte ng Pilipinas. Ano yung pwedeng gawin na makatulong?
Yeah, oo. And I'm also holding a fundraising dinner in the parish of Chatswood, New South Wales. So, and maraming salamat, TJ, for giving voice to Cebuanas like me. Because hindi marami ang nag-uusap about what's happening in Cebu. So I'm eternally and sincerely grateful for the voice that you're giving us. Maraming salamat.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.